From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama today defended his proposal to rework the nation's health care system. The president, speaking at the White House today, said the U.S. has forged an unprecedented consensus on the health care issue. He said now there's a need to figure out how to pay for it. On the matter of further raising the federal deficit, the president was adamant that health care overhaul plan cannot add to the pool of government red ink. And he said the challenge now is to come up with a balanced proposal.
I realize there's going to be a lot of debate and disagreement on how best to achieve these long-term savings. Our proposal would change incentives so that providers will give patients the best care, not just the most expensive care.
The president also said now is not the time to slow down or lose heart in pushing to revamp the nation's health care system. Mr. Obama said he is confident a health care initiative will happen this year. The Senate's senior Republican, Richard Lugar of Indiana, today became the first Republican to announce his support for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor, and he was quickly joined by Florida Senator Mel Martinez. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Lugar was one of eight Republicans who voted for Sotomayor when she was confirmed to the Federal Appeals Court in 1998. Martinez is the only Hispanic Republican senator. In announcing his support, Lugar called Sotomayor clearly qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. The only other Republicans to publicly announce their positions thus far are three of the Senate's most conservative members, Jim Bunning of Kentucky, James Inhofe of Oklahoma, and Pat Roberts of Kansas. They all announced early that they would oppose the nomination. Also today, Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania announced he will vote for Sotomayor. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Bank of America and Citigroup both announced their second quarter earnings results today. Both banks did better than analysts expected. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The two banks' announcements cap a good week in the financial sector. Bank of America, like others, managed to gain from increased mortgage financing and investment banking business. Its profits exceeded $3.2 billion, which is slightly lower than last year, but higher than analysts expected. Bank of America has come under fire for its acquisition of troubled Merrill Lynch. Merrill's widening losses last year nearly killed the merger. Citigroup, meanwhile, surprised Wall Street even more. It reported a $3 billion profit when analysts were forecasting a loss. The bank's credit losses increased, but it benefited from the sale of its stake in Smith Barney. Earlier this week, both J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs reported earnings that exceeded analysts' expectations. All of the banks took money from the federal bailout, although J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have repaid those funds. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week higher. Blue chips were up 32 points to close at 8,743. The Nasdaq rose a point. The S&P 500 fell a fraction today. This is NPR. The space shuttle Endeavour has docked with the International Space Station as the shuttle astronauts start a week-and-a-half-long stay during which they will install the final pieces of Japan's space lab. The astronauts also have a number of spacewalks planned before slipping the shuttle into its berthing port. Endeavour Commander Mark Polansky slowly backflipped the spacecraft so the astronauts aboard the space station could photograph its underside, look for possible damage from pieces of foam insulation that struck the shuttle during liftoff. With the shuttle astronauts now joining those already aboard the space station, there are a total of 13 astronauts in orbit. That is the largest number ever. In a solo breakaway, German cyclist Heinrich Hausler won the 13th stage of the Tour de France. Meanwhile, one of Lance Armstrong's most supportive teammates has been forced to drop out of the race. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Hausler, riding for Cervelo Test Team, finished more than 7 minutes ahead of the main pack of riders, which included Lance Armstrong. Rinaldo Nocentini of Italy has kept the yellow jersey for a fourth day, and Astana teammates Alberto Contador and Lance Armstrong held on to second and third place overall. The rainy and windy 13th stage took the slicker-clad riders 200 miles from the town of Vittel to Colmar and included three big climbs in the rolling Vosges Mountains of northeast France. Armstrong's Astana teammate Levi Leipheimer dropped out of the tour today after he broke his wrist in a nasty fall on Thursday. The 35-year-old Leipheimer was expected to be a key figure in Lance Armstrong's bid for an eighth tour win and was a favorite for third place himself. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Crude oil futures rose today. The price of crude was up $1.54 a barrel to settle at $63.56 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.